Last year, a company called Savoy Bend Ranch started buying up pasture land in northwestern Fannin County. But there's no actual place called Savoy Bend Ranch, and the people behind the name aren't in the ranching business. They're in the mining business. Sand mining. Mainly for construction material in the Dallas area. Landowners and environmentalists are furious, and they want Gary Whitlock to do something about it.
Well, we've really never been faced with anything, you know, like this. You know, we have a lot of opposition on this, and I see both sides because I've been there.
Whitlock is a county commissioner for the area, and he wouldn't be involved in this sort of thing usually. But Resolve Aggregates, that's what the mining company will be called, they also need Whitlock's help. A county road connecting the company's property to a state highway is too small. It's also gravel. They need a wide, paved road to support the huge trucks that'll be hauling materials out of Fannin County. The company is offering to fund the expansion and donate land for the road. But the commissioner's court has to approve it first, and that's where opponents see an opening.
The county has received a request to widen two county roads for the benefit of that sand mining operation. You don't have to automatically say yes to that.
Alan Richard is an organizer with the local environmental group CORE. They don't trust the company, and they fear the mining will lower the water basin. That's a big deal for landowners out here because not every property is connected to water lines. Richard says Whitlock and the other commissioners should vote no for now.
I unfortunately have heard a lot too often around here that we can't do anything about it, which is this idea that, well, it's a done deal. We have no power. There's nothing we can do. Resistance is futile. I reject that. He has power as a citizen, as we do.
Richard wants the company to offer assurances to the county. He says the county often requires residents to compromise on their requests. Why should sand miners be any different?
If they can do that, why can't they negotiate with Metroplex Sand and Gravel and say, yeah, we'll widen these roads for you, but you have to do something for the county. And that's something, all that has to be, is an agreement to do what Metroplex already says it intends to do, which is to mine responsibly and to do reclamation and to be in dialogue with the citizens.
Metroplex Sand and Gravel is another company in the same business, but residents of Fannin County often use that name and Resolve Aggregates interchangeably. They're really referring to Kenneth Newell, who owns them both along with a long list of other companies, and many of them are registered in Fort Worth. That's where I found one longtime property owner who says that Newell's companies haven't always been great neighbors.
My experience with Newell's mining operations has been very frustrating and unpleasant. It's been going on for, years. Just in general, he demonstrates a disregard for rules.
Mary Kelleher is a board member of the Tarrant County Water District. Kelleher has been a vocal critic of Newell's businesses since he opened up a site near her family's property in 2005. A decade later, she remembers roads covered in dust and the traffic.
Non-stop, in and out, in and out. They do significant damage to your roadways. Horrible. I mean, it went on for years. The neighbors had dust all over their cars and their homes. It's just what used to be so beautiful and natural is now just a pit.
Kelleher has been tracking Newell and his companies for years. She pointed to recent inquiries by the Environmental Protection Agency and the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality into Newell-owned companies.
For example, in just 2016 alone, Newell's pending an enforcement action with EPA for excavating a 75-acre area of grassland and wetlands without a permit. He was also issued a notice of violation for failure to prevent discharge of industrial waste into waters of the state. And that's bad. And then most recently, he's pending enforcement action with the TCEQ for operating two concrete crushing operations without permits.
KETR reached out to Newell in recent weeks about these and other charges. He didn't respond to several messages, so it's not clear where he or the company stands on any of this. But Gary Whitlock says he's offered assurances to the county, and we should take them seriously.
And they want things to be neat and clean and, you know, they're not out there to try to make, anybody mad. They're going to try to be a good neighbor is what they say.
The commissioner says he can't force anyone to make official commitments, at least not the kinds that the CORE activists are demanding. The population isn't large enough to enact ordinances. And he says the miners would find exceptions to them anyway.
I'm not trying to get this sand plant approved. I'm not trying to. It's the idea that I've got to do my job. And when they petition me to widen this road, then I've got to bring it to Commissioner's Court. I've got to do all the legal paperwork and post the road, post it in the courthouse. And, you know, I've got to try to do for them just like I would have to do for anyone.
And Whitlock knows his constituents are right to be concerned in the meantime. Decades ago, when he was a child, his own family tried to save their wells from sand mining, and they failed.
My dad fought with them for years, and he thought that, you know, they would get the water supply, and they did eventually. And my dad did get a lawyer and try to get, you know, where they could keep them from getting into the water, but they told us at that time, there's nothing you can do about it. And it seems like right now that we have no control over what they do. You know, there's growth that's coming and we can't stop it. We cannot stop it.
That was Gary Whitlock. Reporting from Bonham, I'm George Hale.